President Obama is trying to restart the peace process between Israelis and Palestinians, although negotiations seem further away than ever. Yesterday, he addressed Israel's lobbying group here in Washington, D.C., concluding a week of events focused on the Middle East. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the president's address to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC.
Never mind peace in the Middle East. Sunday morning, there was hardly peace at the Washington Convention Center. On the sidewalk outside, people marched with signs saying, "Get Israel off U.S. welfare and stop Israeli war crimes." Inside, thousands of people milled around listening to Hebrew pop music, waiting to hear the president. Ten 10,000 Israel supporters came from around the country and overseas. Many packed a heavy dose of skepticism, including Avi Eliani from Los Angeles.
"I don't think this is something you can take back after what he said, and I don't think this audience is very thrilled about what he said either."
What the president said last Thursday was this:
"We believe the borders of Israel and Palestine should be based on the 1967 lines with mutually agreed swaps."
That 10-second line in a 45-minute presidential speech has driven a wedge between two staunch allies, the U.S. and Israel. The day after the speech, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sat in the Oval Office and called President Obama's proposal indefensible. Then he delivered a sharp history lesson in front of the rolling cameras.
"Remember that before 1967, Israel was all of 9 miles wide. It was half the width of the Washington Beltway. And these were not the boundaries of peace. They were the boundaries of repeated wars because the attack on Israel was so attractive from them."
So inside the Washington Beltway, Israel supporters came to hear what the president had to say. He took the stage to a standing ovation, affirmed his support for Israel, and then tried to downplay the controversy.
"There was nothing particularly original in my proposal. This basic framework for negotiations has long been the basis for discussions among the parties, including previous U.S. administrations."
He said his position on 1967 borders with land swaps was misrepresented.
"By definition, it means that the parties themselves, Israelis and Palestinians, will negotiate a border that is different than the one that existed on June 4, 1967. That's what mutually agreed upon swaps means."
This is an international issue, and it also has domestic political significance, as President Obama acknowledged.
"I know very well that the easy thing to do, particularly for a president preparing for re-election, is to avoid any controversy."
President Obama won nearly 80% of the Jewish vote in 2008. He does not want that number to drop in 2012. But after the speech, most conference-goers I spoke with said the president failed to explain away the controversy. Randall Levitt of Rockville, Maryland, was one of them.
"I think that his language in the speech that he gave last week was deliberate, and that he knew precisely that it would create conflict. And I'm, even after listening today, completely mystified why he chose to do that."
Still, the president made some converts. Renee Nadel came to the conference from New York.
"I was upset about the speech, but I think he clarified it. I think he did a very good job."
And so whatever concerns you had are pretty much taken care of because of this speech?
"I feel much better about it."
The president is in Ireland today. As he told the audience yesterday, the Middle East will be a topic of acute interest on this 5-day European trip. But those audiences will likely be less sympathetic to the Israeli cause than the crowd at AIPAC was. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.